one of the biggest examples of waste, fraud, and abuse in the government can simply be traced back to people who should not be getting a government check, a problem known as improper payments. Today, the number two man in the federal government announced steps to combat that problem in Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. He's just back from today's briefing at the old executive office building. He joins us right here, right now, with the latest. Max.
Well, Chris, by all accounts, Vice President Joe Biden has been the point man at the White House when it comes to the things that only an OMB director might love, things like the Recovery Act, improper payments, as you just mentioned, and so on. Well, during today's briefing, the vice president outlined the scope of the improper payments problem.
Each year, the federal government wastes millions of taxpayers' dollars by either improperly sending payments to individuals, individuals who shouldn't get them, to organizations to get them, to contractors. There were payments made the wrong amount, payments made to the wrong persons, payments made for the wrong reason. In 2009, studies show that improper payments by the federal government that shouldn't have gone out totaled $110 billion. That's $110 billion of taxpayers' money that went to people who is not necessarily fraudulent, mistaken, went to the wrong person, went to a person who didn't deserve it, or went for the wrong reason. And so that is absolutely unacceptable.
Now, to combat the problem, Vice President Biden, along with Peter Orszag, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, they have a new weapon of choice to stem the flow of improper payments.
The president is issuing a memorandum today creating a do not pay list. And that's literal. I know it sounds strange. You'd think this has already occurred. But do not pay. List that's going to go out to all the federal agencies. While that is being set up, the memorandum issued today will require agencies to review current prepayment procedures and ensure they are reviewing all available database material before they release any federal funds.
Now, this sounds like a no-brainer. I mean, and the vice president said in so many words, this probably sounds like a no-brainer. But it's interesting that they're coming up with this list. And now they want all of the agencies, before a check gets sent out or authorized, to review a payee or a person to whom the check is made out to against this list. It's sort of like a no-fly list, if you think about this.
Yeah.
He wants them to check out this list before a check goes out the mail.
So did they talk at all about why this hasn't been done before? Because it does seem like one of those, I feel like I'm having a V8 moment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I should have had a no-pay list.
I think one of the things, Chris, that's at work here, the president and Mr. Orszag, by the way, took no questions at the end of this briefing. We were all herded into a very small room, about 60 of us, including staff and the reporters who had come to listen to the vice president and Mr. Orszag. And then just as quickly, they were ushered out the door.
Yeah.
So we never got a chance to ask him questions. But I think what is making this possible is technology. The ability to do very quick cross references between very large databases of people who have gotten improper payments. One of the problems that the vice president mentioned here, not only are people getting checks who should not be getting them, like vendors and things like that. How about people who are dead?
Yeah, right.
and not to make light of someone passing away,
right?
You know, or bringing in the usual references.
But if they're dead, they probably don't need the money.
Right, they probably don't need the money, or their relatives probably don't need the money either.
No, their relatives probably would like getting the money, but that's part of the waste, fraud, and abuse that goes on.
Exactly.
Because you also don't want people to get on that list. I mean, you've said, similar to the no-fly list, we've seen situations where the late Senator Kennedy was on the no-fly list at one point.
Yes.
How do they deal? Are they going to have some kind of review process, or
Once again, they didn't get into any details, but the suggestion here is that the technology makes it possible for them to do something that the agencies have been reluctant to do because it's been hard before. One of the other things I should mention, by the way, and they sort of glossed over, Peter Orszag sort of glossed over this, but we may have the opportunity to do a follow-up story on this, a fraud mapping tool. They're basically taking the money out of, or they're taking the data that the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board, the RAT board, has pulled up about the stimulus spending, and they're overlaying it geospatially over a database of information about houses and businesses and places like that, so that if they have instances or they have repeated instances in three or four different buildings that are next door to each other about possible fraud in a recovery board check, that sort of lights up on this little map. And they go out and investigate it. But they now have a tool that lets them, gives them a map and gives them a location where stuff might be going wrong.